How can I discern between a cubicle belief or thought versus an inspired belief or thought? Believe me, we can't. Let me save you a lot of trouble here. No offense, but discern for ourselves? Come on, who are we kidding here? If I am believing that I am alone in the cubicle, which is quite an unconscious belief, by the way, how helpful will my little old lonesome discernment be? Trust me, there is no such thing as cubicle discernment. It's like 2 3-year-olds deciding who gets the new bike. Yet, I have good news. Your inspiring self-mind is capable of discerning because it uses inspiration to do the discerning. Inspiration always discerns for peace. Now, sometimes we get a feeling about something, and it is a signal to which we need to pay attention. I may choose to try and believe that taking a certain nutritional supplement will be good for me because it is doctor recommended and the label lists a bunch of nutrients with a good reputation. Yet, I don't have a good feeling about taking this supplement. I have no rational reason, I just have a feeling. Am I to force my belief that this supplement is good for me? Am I to continue taking the supplement? Why? Listen to that feeling. That feeling is your experience. If that feeling is fear, look at it. Do I have fear of taking the supplement? Do I have fear of not taking the supplement? Look at the fear with inspiration. Inspiration never inspires fear. There is a difference between a feeling, a knowing, and fear. If we feel that something isn't for us, we need not feel fearful about it. Do not label a knowing as fear. Fear comes from the cubicle mind trying to pressure us into something that doesn't line up with our best interest, our inspiring heart. If I have a knowing about something, I need to listen and follow. If I do not follow, I may begin to feel fear because I am listening to and following the cubicle self. Follow fear and you will experience fear. Listen and do not follow fear. Follow that knowing and you will be led into peace. Follow peace, and you will experience peace. Listen, and do follow peace.